from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Big a deal? Really? I mean, players can bolt now anyway. And in fact, reports are a bunch of the A&M players went straight to the portal. And
good ones.
It's believed they're going to probably end up in Texas with him. So at least something good came of this, that everybody's a free agent.
Like, I'm for leaving, and they should be able to leave, but just admit it, or just don't answer the question.
Yeah.
Just say, well, I'll talk about this game right now or whatever. Just don't answer the question. I understand the players can jump wherever they want to, and the coaches, it's just the way things are. It used to be you sit in the living room. The coaches sit in the living room. Tell mom and dad why your kids should come play. Take care of them. And they stay. But you can't do that anymore. You can't. You never go play for the coach. Well, I guess you can, because now you can transfer with them.
Yeah, you can go play for the coach whenever you want now. So I think that's the good part of this.
But it used to be, you know,
you're not abandoning any of these kids.
You play for the program, or you're from the state of Ohio. You want to play for Ohio State. Yeah. You know, that's out the window.
You just have to file the paperwork, and you can go play with your coach again. So it's
the fan base has to understand, because this is what players do all the time, too. But he literally lit a fire on this program, and it's wiped out. I mean, this is a one run from winning a national title, and now their best players are all gone.
Yeah, they're all in the portal, and they're probably most of them going to Texas, right?
Yeah.
Or at least have the shot. Because I'm sure he never talked to any of those players about
it. Oh, of course not.
Because they can't go right to MLB.
I'm sure he's been waiting in the cemetery right next to the portal for when those players went in the portal.
I think the portal is in the cemetery.
And then properly went through and did this. Oh, man.
If I was at that interview, I'd be like the guy in the back at the J.J. Redick presser. Oh, come on.
Yeah. You waited in a cemetery.
Now, why didn't Zane show up to Texas for the press conference?
Oh, I wonder if he did. I don't know.
I don't know if he did, or I did not hear that he did. It should have been, hey, you know, the other night you kind of like made fun of me. What, you know, and then because everybody would have had his back then.
He's like, Coach, I have a follow-up.
Like Zane should have drove to Austin.
I do have a follow-up, and I'm bringing this follow-up.
Let's go to Richard Zane.
Yes. Richard Zane, is there anything you'd like to ask? No, ask and answer. Thanks.
You know, the Texas media relations probably potentially skipped him. He's got his hand up and everything.
Yeah. You know, Coach, I'm a young reporter, but I'm just here, you know, trying my best.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crappy. Yeah. That was crappy on his part. A guy who's well-respected and everything else just bungled the first press conference, and I actually didn't like the second one either. Like,
no.
Here's the thing. You can always bolt. Just play it cool for a minute. I mean, your team, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just don't be the story.
Correct.
Don't be the story. Your team was the story.
Correct. Show brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. This is pretty cool. ESPN is starting experiences. Apparently, this is their probably their Disney-esque travel offshoot, right? ESPN, Disney together. Disney does, you know, not only the TV, but they can put you on a boat and cruise, you know, do the cruise with Mickey and all that stuff. Mm. So they're doing a sports-related one, which I do find interesting. They're doing their first ever Take Me Out to the Ballpark tour. 5 days, 4 nights. You're getting tickets to 3 baseball games. You're going to Blue Jays, Red Sox, Cardinals, Yankees, Braves, and Phillies. So the East Coast swing. You get to tour ESPN. And they've also had some other tours involve Yankee Stadium, Jackie Robinson Museum, all hotels, transportation. It says select meals. I don't know if they probably ditch over breakfast. But and then they're doing some meet and greets with some ESPN people.
Carl Ravage.
Well, he's a baseball guy.
It's $7,000.
But it's $6,999.
Not $7,000. This is like total like department Bank. Stores. $9.99
for under $7,000.
Oh no! I'll just go get my tickets. You know how much cheaper you could do this? Tours are free. They're probably free. The tour, ESPN, and all this. This could be done for like $300. That's $7,000. Or wait, the low price of $6,999.
Yeah. And we can keep this under $7,000.
Me, you take your wife, that's 14 G's right there.
I know. And I know people different than I have a lot of disposable income, apparently, to do these kind of things. But, you know, you can go catch 3 games and tour ESPN for much less and stay and fly there.
Yankee Stadium tour is probably
for $7,000.
Arrowhead tour is what, free? Or something? You don't pay your coffin, it's like free or $5, it's not much money to tour the stadiums.
I'm sure there are different levels of tours, too. You know, there's the free one probably and then an upgraded one. And whatever,
but again, this could be done places, relatively.
Yeah.
Some of these tickets would be, you know, expensive, like Cardinals, Yankees. But still, you could probably do this for less than $1,000.
Yeah. So I like it in theory. I don't like the price.
Except you're meeting Carl Ravage.
That wasn't the kicker for you to take it just to the cusp of $7,000 as you get Carl Ravage and Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees? No?
No.
I didn't do it for you? That was pretty cool.
I want to go see Ted Williams' head. I want to go to the cryogenics lab and see Ted Williams'
frozen head.
Then I might spend the $7,000.
That might take you over seven.
If Ted Williams' head's in this tour.
Definitely take you over $7,000.
I would pay it.
Mm. So I guess the Club 610 experience looks like a cheap one.
This experience
compared to
here,
the Take Me Out to the Ballpark.
You're going to 3 games. We've had guys on before that do the whole tour of the country and baseball stadiums, and they do it so cheap. Just get in their car and go to Cincinnati or Chicago, come through Kansas City, whatever. Tour the stadiums or tour the when you get there, and it's probably pretty free. Kurt Nelson will chime in, but I don't think Kauffman costs you much to go to it. In Arrowhead. I know I've done stadium tours free as my whole life.
You can undercut them then and do the same experience and those customers that Binkley are looking
experience?
For those. Yeah, the Binkley experience.
For like $4.99, we'll go see Arrowhead and Kauffman.
Yeah.
We'll drive to Chicago.
Yeah. Now, I would want to go to their cafeteria. Check that out.
Right? I couldn't have Carl Ravage. I could have Cody sing for you.
For under $7,000?
I could do a beer ticket for beers. Clint can tell you about the sideline experience.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get Carl Ravage on the phone.
Somebody says the Arrowhead tour is definitely not free. It said the tours of Kauffman and Arrowhead are definitely not free.
It's not much.
$50 to $150. I think Arrowhead has tiers, if I'm not mistaken. Tiers of tours of what you did. I know most ballparks, I mean, I know we went to Fenway a few years ago, and it wasn't like sticker shock or like I'm vastly overpaying to go here.
I saw Bryant Denny Stadium free.
I wanted to go see the stadium. Those are tough though. Depends where you go to get in to see the stadiums off season. Like
yeah.
You went down to
I went to the Cotton Bowl and just whatever and they took you there, Miami.
But did you do the official tour, or did you just get in?
And I just went there. And said, hey, could I do a tour? And said, yeah, sure. It was like, you know, off season or whatever. Take you around.
Because I've done
that many times. Like, almost anywhere I go, I do that.
The college ones sometimes are a little bit difficult because sometimes they are locked up. But I've always said you can get in anywhere if you you set your mind to it.
Well, here's Arrowhead. $30 for adults, $25 for kids. I mean, we're not talking $7,000 here. We're talking the back-to-back Super Bowl champions for $30.
That's not bad.
And Carl Ravitch is not included.
But you're there on a perfect day. Who knows you're going to run into at Arrowhead?
It depends on the time of year you go.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like right now, nobody.
No, not right this month. This month, nobody. Like nobody. Andy's car will be parked at the practice facility, but he won't be at the stadium.
He's doing plays.
But you can go check out the grass being laid down for the Copa America game.
Game tours include a 60-minute walk through the press box in the Chiefs Hall of Honor.
That's cool.
$30. Group rates, flat rate of $300. For groups of 5 to 10, it's $500.
It's not bad.
5 to 10 people. I don't know how much Kaufman is.
Kurt just texted us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so let me click on this here live.
And see, that'd be worth it because then Kurt could tell you things.
Great radio. As I wait for my phone to go through. Kauffman Stadium daily tours.
There we go.
Dugout, interview room, Diamond Club, Outfield Plaza, press box, Hall of Fame. There's an upgraded tour, an MVP tour. You can take a little MVP upgrade, but $15 for the classic tour.
If you meet Vern, it's like 20, though.
25 for the 90-minute All-Star Tour and $35 for the MVP Tour, which takes a couple of hours.
So
there you go.
Wow.
$50 to see Arrowhead and Kaufman, man.
Extra $5 will get you Kurt.
Extra $5 gets Kurt Nelson? Think.
Maybe. Tell him, yeah, just tell him Fesco sent you. Not me. Tell him Fesco sent you. See if Kurt will do it for an extra $5.
And Carl Ravitch.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody says, I'd be willing to pay $6,999.99 on the tour to not have Cody sing.
And John Ciambi.
I hate to break it to you. I don't know. And I don't know anything. I have not asked, but Cody was in the production studio just off of our studio here and was loudly belting out something a little bit ago.
Yeah.
This is a soundproof booth.
I have never heard. It can get loud in this building, right? We've got all these radio stations and people that are loud. I have never heard it bleed through that room before. So he was belting something out.
I've been here for over a decade. I've never, ever heard sounds coming from that room.
Something's brewing with Cody. Maybe you guys know. Maybe he has already revealed what's happening.
Maybe it's experience because he's going to sing a song.
Maybe
someone paid for it.
The personalized experience. I'm not sure what's happening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But if you want to pay me $7,000 to stop it.
No, $6,999.
I'm willing to take a chance on shutting it down for you.
I just find it funny that it's $6,999 instead of like.
Yes, because there was some consultant that said, let's keep this under $7,000.
I mean, it's total Best Buy
stuff. $7,000 seems to be our. We're going to be pushing.
Buy a TV for $5.99.
So let's keep it under. Let's keep it under seven.
Carl Ravitch. ESPN, this is
the Carl
dumb,
Ravitch part's the one that gets you the most. You're like,
I know, he can't.
It's like, I don't even want to meet Carl Ravitch.
Can we do it without Carl Ravitch? But Ted Williams' head, I'm buying.
Don't you want to go see Carl's hair, though?
But I'd be interested in seeing that frozen head.
You want to see? You want to see Carl's pompadour?
I want to see the greatness of Ted Williams in his
Ted
head.
Ted Williams' head would have put you over $7,000.
100% would have.
All right.
I'd even deal with Carl Ravitch.
From the awkward segue department, speaking of frozen heads, he's not a frozen head, but they're trying to make him AI, and I don't like it. Next. Back in on a Thursday, along with Jay Binkley today, I'm Josh Klingler, Mac Morey producing the show. I love the way you guys' minds think a lot on the text line. From the 913, if they move Arrowhead to Kansas, will they sell off pieces of the current stadium for souvenirs? Of course, that's what you want to get to. I would guess so. Like,
I'd love to have those seats.
Remember that? Well, remember they did get rid of the seats when they replaced the seats. Remember the last time when the team paid for new seats.
Yeah.
In the stadium, they did sell off the old seats, and we were discussing how would we get them, and how would we build a platform to keep them? Would you ever get them? I always thought buying seats would be cool. But they're like, what the hell are you ever gonna do with it? Like, they're going to get in there like, oh, I'll build a frame and sit on. Like, are you? Like, put them in the back of your pickup truck would be funny. Those types of things would be funny. But, like, what exactly are you going to do with it? So, yeah, I would think everything would be.
Do you remember Kauffman Stadium's old orange seats?
Mm-hmm.
Platte County had bought them, and they put it at their high school football stadium. Because their colors are, like, black and orange. Like, it was really cool.
That'd be fun. If you were another. You know, buy the seats and put them in your baseball stadium or something like that would be cool.
Put them in your basement.
A repurposing
deck.
Like that would be pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, man cave. Be great. Mm.
So, I don't know the question. We're not there yet. They have not moved to Kansas. We don't have to worry about that just yet. That'll be an issue we can tackle at a later date. When the decision is made of where they're going.
When the auction.
And when they have the Sports Authority auction or something. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm behind the times. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't embrace this. I know this was a big story yesterday, and I don't like it. I think it stinks for our industry, selfishly. But I'm guessing most of you that work in different industries probably have the same like questions about, is this really going to help us? And is this going to put me out of a job? And I'm talking about AI, not Allen Iverson, not Iverson.
We're talking
about
practice.
Not Iverson. I'm a robot. not a real player, robot. Some of it can be beneficial. Big, you and I off the air, we're talking about, you know, when you Google something now, it gives you you know, boom, instantaneous
AI
find with an AI description. I love it. Okay. Love it. But some of these I'm wondering, it's not going to be okay. The nefarious things that can happen with AI do scare me. And it's not about robots taking over the world, but it's just, why are we taking away jobs? And in this case, I'm talking about Al Michaels. So a big deal was made yesterday by NBC saying that Al Michaels, AI voice, is going to narrate basically some highlights, some recaps on Olympics coverage. The network will use an artificial clone of Michaels to narrate daily recaps. They asked, this is a Vanity Fair piece that was actually written, it was really well done. They asked Michaels about it. He said it was not only close, it was almost 2% off of perfect. He thought they did a really, really good job. I get for Al Michaels, he could just say, cut me a check. fine. I don't have to work and you're going to use AI. But
you could have more nice steak,
but they're not. Why not just pay Al Michaels to voice the daily recaps and not have computer Al do it?
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Again, that's an example of AI Al. Pretty good, right?
It sounded just like Al.
Scary.
And he said, you know, he was very skeptical of the proposal until he heard it himself. Frankly, it was astonishing. It was amazing. And a little bit frightening, he says in the Vanity Fair article. With his concerns by the wayside, Michaels gave his blessing to NBC. His voice, or at least a highly convincing replica of it, will now be lent to a feature on the network's streaming platform, Peacock, offering users daily recaps of the summer games tailored to their favorite events and narrated by the AI Al. Why are we doing this?
You're already paying. Their NBC is already paying Snoop Dogg to be there. Why not have him do the recap or just, you know, bring Al Michaels? He could do it from his house in Pebble Beach.
Yes.
He could record it there, but just...
I feel like they're using him to showcase the technology. Oh, look how cool it is. Look how great it is and whatever.
It kind of sounded like video game-ish
A little bit. But I understand now why the actors went on strike. Yep. They're like, we're not doing this.
No.
You're not going to just steal our voice and then play it out there.
This guy has called so many big moments in sports, including the 1980 Olympics. Morrow with the puck at the end of that great game against the Soviets. Ken Morrow, Bud Lowy, lives here in Kansas City, but Al Michaels on that call.
Also in Jay's phone.
Maybe. I won the Zamboni ride one time, so I might have asked for it. He did come into our garage, though.
Below Joey Chestnut.
We had three guys around. He did come. But Al Michaels on the call. He's always been in the big famous moments, and now it's an AI
I
one.
I think it's great that we got this new technology, and we can, you know, do some stuff with it that we've never even thought possible, but... I mean, this is as close to putting a guy out of business as I've ever seen. And I'm sure they're like, you know, we're going to make it worth your while, Al. And he looked at it, you are. But then I'm thinking if he also got a number that went, whoa, then why don't you just pay him that number and have him voice it live for real? I just don't understand, I guess, where this technology is supposed to be beneficial in this instance. I think it sucks.
Yeah, this blows.
Am I wrong?
At least they're going to tell you, because it did say on the screen, this is AI Al Michaels. But in the day and age when they spend so much money to cover the Olympics, just bring Al. Like I said, he lives at Pebble Beach or something like that. He lives out in California. Just have him do it there and send the recaps in every night if he didn't want to go for a free trip to Paris.
Or there's a slew of young broadcasters who have worked their whole lives for this moment. That. Maybe you could give them a shot. Yeah. And we could have a new Al Michaels in 30 years. You know, this is how you get legends. We're not going to have those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's fine because the Eagle kid's getting all the gigs anyway. So,
but you know what, though? Why not
just
spice
one more thing for Noah Eagle to do? It'd be really stinking good.
How about someone that's passed away? Like, bring back Keith Jackson. Like the voice of college football, you know. Whoa, Nelly!
But I also don't like.
Why not?
But I also don't like those.
Like a hologram.
Because those I don't think are any better because.
It's still a blast from the past. You haven't heard that voice in a while.
Keith Jackson's estate then beginning some money.
Yeah. Like Al Michaels, I kind of believed that was him. You know, I mean.
Oh no,
Keith Jackson.
I thought it was really good. I mean, Keith Jackson, obviously, or any of these that are dead. Like, well, then who's getting paid? Like, somebody should get paid.
The family or something?
You can't just be using that. And again, we're going to have the social media fails. We've had a few of those already. Who was it?
Sure.
Was it Scarlett Johansson?
She was one of them.
One of them already that's like, I didn't give you permission to do this. And there was almost something that got released or a company or something was going to use it without her permission or something that almost got out. But the fails haven't happened as much as they probably should have already yet of, Well, I didn't say that. It wasn't even me. That was an AI voice. I just feel like you're going down a weird direction. AI is for video games. We get it. It's a video game, and you have somebody in the studio recording various things, and then we put them together so that when Max character in FIFA scores a goal, we say, "Goal, Mac!"
He's been the voice of sports. He was there for the earthquake.
Those are great.
World Series.
I don't like this at all. I think this is scary. And
how many text messages? Will you get? Oh, I didn't know you were covering the Olympics. He'll get those text messages.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I didn't know Al was covering the Olympics, and he's like, "I'm not." I'm almost surprised he went with it, to be honest, too. Like, he's in a position where he could go tell people to get bent. I'm surprised he didn't go like, but I'm sure he got, there's nothing in this article or any of the other ones I read that said how much he was getting paid. But I thought if it's an obscene number, good for Al, but also buy Al.
If it works out, there'll be Amazon's football.
Yeah. Yeah, who's to say they don't just put it together and Al's doing Amazon games 20 years from now, not seeing a dime for it, which is, I think, what the actors all fought for, stealing their voices and putting it in movies without, like, they basically signed their life away, and these computers could just put together their voices and then make a box office hit, and they get nothing back, so... yeah.
As the text line says, give me Madden and Summerall. I will tell you this, I don't think we're far off them doing just for a fun little broadcast, we'll have Madden and Summerall voice do the game. Like some obscure game in the NFC, they'll have. I don't think we're far off from that, where they'll say, hey, hear the voice of John Madden again with Pat Summerall. And they'll do an AI version of a game.
Kind of a fun offshoot.
I would listen to Madden right. Summerall call okay. a game again.
All right.
I could see that as like a second option.
Like a hologram.
On the other channel or yeah. something. Yeah. I could see that.
You hear the legendary Madden. For those people who didn't get to hear a Madden and Summerall game, you know?
Yeah, I just do worry about that. Yeah, the deep fake stuff too.
Absolutely.
Going a really bad way.
There's a lot of people that's going to think this is real. And,
you need another text. Al Michaels doesn't even get excited about football anymore. Why would I want him talking about swimming and diving?
Well, okay. That would be the real Al.
How would you like to be that Canadian from the didn't score anything, a score of zero? How would you like to be ever? Are you really doing sidelines or is that fake?
No one's offered me this, but I mean, I guess if the check was big individually, you're like, well, I didn't think about it. I'll stay on the show if you're going to, you know.
Is that the fake Josh Klingler or is that the real one?
I'll just AI me for eternity.
Who's taking the job in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Fake you or?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to Pittsburgh. Stop it.
No, you're not. The AI.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He got a deal on that one if they did.
You're not going.
That's for sure. So anyway, you can get Al.
Is Bill Brooks real?
Who knows? It's a valid question.
Or is that AI?
I'd like to think he's a real person. I like to think the one we found on the internet was real. Bink.
I don't know. I don't know what's real anymore.
I know.
I don't know if we're real.
We're real.
Mac, real? You real?
Think so.
They create you in the back.
Bink, are you happy to be here?
I am.
Now, there's already been some funny ones that have been out as well, too.
I don't know if you saw
some of the funny ones that are going around Twitter yesterday, but there was one about Al doing highlights of the women's basketball team and then going into a diatribe of how it was a travesty that Caitlin Clark wasn't on the team and how they were doing this, and this was the biggest fraud perpetuated on the Olympics since Dan and Dave. And I thought it was a pretty funny one. So already, like, people are doing things with it that's not the intended purpose, which again is a slippery slope. Anyway, all right. I haven't seen the TV ratings numbers yet, but I'm guessing this was the biggest event, not only of the week, maybe the year, the decade, the sense in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Last night's
everybody's talking about it
because if you looked at Twitter last night and probably other avenues of social media, it was as if sports thought this was the greatest event ever. So I would think, based on that, the TV product, guys, must be like a Super Bowl rating, I would think, right? I mean, I don't know, it's going to be huge. You wouldn't waste all this time on Twitter for like a 2.1 on television last night. I got to think the NBA draft was the biggest thing ever. Last night was a perfect example of social media being a very small percentage of whatever audience. sports, entertainment, pop, whatever, that this was a very small proportion, because I don't know about you guys, I could not get away from the NBA draft in my timeline. It was every, not even every other, it was three out of every four tweets were the NBA draft, and I'd have thought this was the biggest sporting event I've ever seen. It was a bunch of guys you've never heard of, and I'm sure the television number was minuscule last night, but sports believed it was a thing.
Tried to make it a thing. Shove it down our throats. Okay, we get it. Alex Czar, I've never heard of him. Reese Shea, I don't know this guy.
Sometimes social media reminds me of like bad restaurant reviews. Or if you went to a restaurant and had a bad experience, you'll tell everybody.
Yeah.
But if it was good, you won't tell anybody.
Correct.
This kind of reminds me with Twitter. And not only that, if you ever noticed on X where you can go the people you're following, and then you can go for you. If you're like in the sports, it'll be full of, your timeline will be full of stuff that people you don't even follow, but it's, I had to get off that, the for you.
That train, the for you wasn't working for you. They didn't have a great pulse of what you were looking for.
Yeah, you put the phone down, you log off.
Yeah, no, I did that last night. I absolutely did that last night. And I'm not dogging the NBA draft. If you watched it, great. If you were into it, great.
I watched it.
But the sports people acted like it was the biggest event ever, and I doubt that the television is going to replicate that. I have a hard time thinking. Now,
Twitter makes everything. I got a perfect example that involves you. Nick Wallenda walked across the damn Grand Canyon on a tightrope.
Also in your phone?
And that was all on Twitter.
Is he in your
but
phone?
But nobody watched it. No, I don't have Nick. I've never had Nick Wallenda. I want Nick Wallenda.
You know, the guy,
that
would get on the high wire and walk across the Grand Canyon. Also a big favorite.
And I texted you and I said, are you watching this? You watching this? Because Twitter was blowing up about this.
Right.
And nobody watched it. Or like Sharknado, when it first came out, people were talking about it all over Twitter, but the ratings were terrible.
Yeah.
But Twitter was all over it.
Yeah.
Nick Wallenda, that's the only reason I knew was Twitter.
Should have watched it.
And then
it was really good.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon sent it to you.
So you don't know the names. Bronny didn't get drafted yet. And you say, what do you mean yet? Because the second round of the draft, if you didn't know this, is this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Do you know who's on the clock?
I don't.
The Raptors are on the clock. The board resets.
I should have.
There's been no trades for that.
I should have known. They moved their second round to an afternoon start.
It's gross.
It is gross.
So 3 o'clock, your Twitter timeline's going to blow up.
The question is, as well, this was an influx again of France and international. And we've always had this to a certain extent, but now it's flooded. I told you yesterday, I looked at a top 25 NBA prospect list. I knew six of the names.
You mocked.
I looked at a mock. And I knew six of the names. And I'm not saying I'm basketball savant or anything by any means, but they're coming from different avenues. They're not coming straight from college basketball anymore. In fact, college basketball is getting shunned. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, college basketball should open their eyes a little bit and their ears a little bit. And what are we doing here? Because we're not even providing the best talent for the NBA right now, which was kind of your job to be the feeder for the NBA, and that's not happening anymore. I'm hoping that in a weird way, it makes college basketball better.
We take a look at this. Top six picks, France, Kentucky, UConn, G League. your top six picks.
There's your top six.
And then France next.
Now, can college basketball benefit by keeping players in school longer?
Yes.
NIL, where you could probably impart on some of these players, can't guarantee a check at the next level. I can guarantee you a check here. And you're willing to stay and make a little money and play college basketball, and we get a better college basketball product for the college basketball fans. Because frankly, I haven't cared because I'm not as big an NBA fan if the college player translates to the NBA. I watch college basketball for college basketball, not what they can be at the next level. I do that with college football too, even though sometimes you do have that, hey, I wonder what he'll be like at the NFL level. I've stayed away from that completely in basketball. I just want college basketball. I enjoy college basketball. I want that to be good. I'm hopeful that it becomes a little bit better because guys stay and we develop programs better. And then ultimately maybe you provide a better product for the NBA that they'll want to draft college again. Because it looks like now, man, American basketball, they're going, you're way behind what they're doing in France at 18 years old. Sorry.
We are way behind. Yeah, and American basketball should be a little scared. In these next few decades, I really think the world is catching up. The two best players in college basketball this year, pretty much consensus, Zach Edey and Dalton Knecht. Zach Edey taken 9th. Dalton Knecht taken 17th.
And ninth with the large belief that he's going to be a bust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People don't believe in him at all.
And then Knecht went what?
17th.
17th to the Lakers.
To the Lakers.
Right? And, yeah. So I'm hoping the fallout is we get a better college basketball product. We pick up our game, but we also get to keep our players longer, which I think was a lot of the argument from people like you weren't as invested because they weren't staying as long and blah, blah, blah.
Your cousin was drafted, by the way. Top 10.
Donovan? Yeah. Yeah. Donovan Klingon. I did know that was one of the six names I did know.
I figured you'd know
cousin Klingon. got himself drafted as well. But I'm interested to see if there is, I'm not saying knee jerk reaction from one draft, but this isn't just one draft.
This is.
And to see a draft where you don't know anybody if you watch the college game is should be a little bit scary to college basketball.
You know, college baseball has taken advantage of NIL and it's made the product better. College baseball, we've seen that product get way better. College football too, because Jim Nagy puts a Senior Bowl on. He was even talking about, you know, rounds 5 through 7.
Totally in your phone.
We should play that game in the phone or not. But Jim Nagy was talking about, you know, filling out the Senior Bowl.
I think I have today. I think I have developed that new game.
But he was, you know, having trouble filling out the Senior Bowl because he talked about rounds 5 through 7 not being deep because guys are staying in school. Guys like Will Howard that could have been maybe drafted in the 7th round or not drafted at all are now going and making $1 million at Ohio State. You know, Neil has kept it in, and mm-hmm. Brett Beach talked about this press conference about how it's the depth isn't quite there once you get past the 4th round. And we're seeing that the product has gotten better in college football. Look at the ratings this year in college football. The product's definitely gotten better in college baseball. Basketball needs to take a look.
Hopefully.
My quick solution, just with the NBA, come straight out of high school. You're allowed to now. We'll open that up. If you want to come out at 18, go to the G League. People not know your name. Maybe make a little less money than college, but you know, have a quicker track.
That seems to be what they're doing. A lot of G League guys.
A lot of G League guys, fine. Or come straight to the league. But if you go to college, it's 2 years. You have to give NCAA 2 years because that's going to build a team, a unit, camaraderie, that chemistry. What we used to love about college sports, guys who spent 2, 3, 4 years together and built a team and they became brothers and they fought in March Madness together. And it was great. We don't get that anymore.
Well, we have it with college football where you can't go right into it. College baseball, you have to, 3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
They should do that in basketball.
In other sports.
At least two.
And if you thought you were coming out and then it turns out you're drafted 3 o'clock on a Thursday, do you feel great about it?
By the Raptors?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I prepared for this. I came out of school and the Orlando Magic called me at 4:42 on a Thursday. And told me I was their guy. Did you make it? Did you really make it or not?
You're Kyle Filipowski. You're one of the best players in college basketball. Yeah. Went to Duke. You're getting drafted at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that resonates quite the same as it should.
No.
I don't know. But I guess the check, if you get the check, you get the check, ultimately, at that point in time. A last stand already? Is there a line in the sand involving the Royals? We'll get to that next. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Yesterday afternoon, just excruciating. Another excruciating Royals game. Again, you have to tell yourself sometimes, like, don't live and die, don't live and die, don't live and die. Sometimes it's really hard. I'm like, it felt like another one of those yesterday. Like, just you got it. You can't lose the series to Miami. Come on. You can't.
And I was thinking of Vern.
And yesterday, I was thinking of Vern punching people in the face. Yeah. The angst that was the day before's postgame show. But, man, even the wins are difficult at this point in time. This team's really scuffling to score runs. Finally able to put up a crooked number in an inning. The big boys got the big inning started. Hopefully that's how you get jump started. On the positive side, Singer was terrific. But yesterday felt kind of like that series in Oakland, where you're like, oh my gosh, the week before, where you're like, this just get the last one. Oh my gosh, just whatever you got to do, just get the last one. And so they did take the series. Okay, so that's what you want. That's what you need. Yes, it's great to call for sweeps, whatever. But they did get the series. That's what it's about. Winning. You got to win the series, right? So now a showdown with the Guardians, who finally got cooled off last night. I think they were on like a seven or eight game win streak. They did lose last night, but the Royals enter now a showdown with the Guardians. Four games. Royals are 9 back at the moment. And again, Bank, it's hard to call for a sweep, but man, they got to win this series to really make you think they would have a chance at making a run at the division. Guardians trying to put the stiff arm on everybody.
100%, but it's good news is you're 6 games over. I mean, that's the thing. They're not hovering right at 500, and they could be sinking underneath 500 if you lose 4 to Cleveland here, if they come in and sweep you. The good news is, and you don't call for sweeps. I mean, you don't tune to it, but man, would a sweep be nice. Because you're talking being 5 games back or 13 games back if you're swept the other direction. This is big, or if you split it, you're staying exactly where you're at. So, man, this is a chance. Because you still got Tampa and Boston on the horizon. These teams fighting for a wild card on the horizon with the schedule. You don't take anybody lightly, like Q says. Like, you can't take teams lightly. Like, look at Oakland. Look what happened there. The Royals were on the stretch playing all these first place teams, and then they go out to Oakland and don't look so good against a terrible baseball team. But that's baseball, and that's the nature of it. These guys get paid to, you know, they make that check to be professional athletes. But man, is this series? And you know, if you talk about a series in May, and you may. Too much hyperbole where you're looking, oh, this is a must-win series or not. It's not must-win, but it determines which direction you're going to go for the trade deadline coming up on July 30th. Because all of a sudden, you win 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. You're starting to feel pretty good about yourself. At that point, you're probably going to jump. Man, Minnesota's 1 game up on you, but maybe jump them. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there back in second place again. Get yourself in the wild card race again for the Royals. But man, it would feel good to beat Cleveland 3 out of 4. We made a big deal out of the Cleveland series when they played in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Like here's the barometer. Where are we?
This is right here in your backyard. You don't call for sweeps, but man, that would be nice. I mean, they lost one. Give them a 5-game losing streak leaving Kansas City.
That'd be awesome.
Losing that one, coming to Kansas City. Split, meh. It's like kissing your sister, but you find a way to win 3 out of 4.
Her number on your phone?
Huh? No.
Is her number on your phone?
I don't have a sister, but she'd be in the phone if I had a sister.
Waka, Marsh, Reagans, Lugo, the 4 that are pitching. I mean, just looking at it straight from a pitching matchup, like I'm cool. I'm cool with the head to heads in this series against Cleveland. But yeah, I don't want to draw a line in the sand and say, boy, you don't get something done here, you can kiss the division goodbye. But there's some of that kind of feels that way, like. I would love them to stay in earshot of the division as long as possible, and then we can discuss where they're at in the wild card. Kind of one of those type of deals. But this one just suddenly feels big. And I think part of it is because they've been teetering lately. They're like, okay, can you feel a lot better about yourself and by knocking Cleveland down a peg?
And we saw a team go through this in 14 or something. They found a way to go on a run. Baseball's so streaky. The ups and downs, guys getting hot for a while, get guys back from injury. But having a 6-game cushion at this point, being 6 games over for the Royals, it's monumental. And you got Cleveland. There's nothing better the Royals could have than have Cleveland for 4 right here in Kansas City.
Need it. Need it.
The team sit at the top of your division. There's no reason. Go out and beat them at least 3 out of 4. You'd love to see 4 because that'd be awesome. I mean, that would put this team in the stratosphere. You sweep Cleveland in 4, whoa, you're talking big news.
Yeah, I mean.
And hopefully tomorrow morning we're not talking about a, you know, 10-5 loss tonight. But, you know, get the momentum rolling for this team.
Yeah, I mean, if you hammer this series, imagine what the tenor of Sunday's Vern postgame versus, you know.
Or just the text line tomorrow.
The one of Tuesday.
Can you predict the text line tomorrow? A loss, and the sky's falling.
Yeah.
A win. Oh, he's beat the top team in the division.
Yeah, it feels like just tonight's important.
The swing series.
Before you get to the series, tonight's important. Tonight sets the tone.
Get the first one out. Cleveland traveled last night. You know, get that first game of the series.
Big one tonight.
Monumental. Right. It's not 100 degrees. It's perfect.
Waka and Lively tonight, the pitching matchup. 7:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. And Vern gets you started tonight at 6 o'clock. Yeah, it feels big. Feels big. You say they're all big. I feel like this one feels...
As a sports fan, this is what you want, man. You get Cleveland right here in Kansas City. It's a big series for the Kansas City Royals. Can't understate it enough. This is a big one for Kansas City.
So this took place over at the Euro Championships. I don't think these ever work. And probably just egg them on to do more of it. Germans invading or hosting the Euro event were urging English fans to go booze free because temperatures were getting to a level of making it very, very warm and uncomfortable. And they were trying to tell English fans, you know what you guys should do? Pace yourselves. It's going to be hot. You're going to become dehydrated. And you probably should back down on the booze ahead of the game. Tell me what's not going to work before you ever launch it out of the chute.
Who do they think they are?
Okay, this is similar to maybe teams asking one of those questions on social media where they know the terrible answer they're going to get. But I would think this would fuel the opposite, wouldn't it? Like, wouldn't that just cause people to drink? You guys should.
There's a record sale of beer coming up.
You guys should stop.
You gotta stay hydrated. Drinking. You gotta stay hydrated.
You guys should think about like. Cutting back and not drinking beer. How well is that going to go?
It's not going to go well at all. Because you got to stay hydrated in these type of situations. But yes, this is, let's stick the middle finger up to them. Let's just order away.
English fans want to be told anything of what to do? Probably not.
I like the headline of this article. Say nine to the Stein.
That's good.
Which is great on a T-shirt.
It's great. Say nine.
Great.
Is
great nine on a T-shirt. Nine.
In practicality, I will say you're fighting an uphill battle here. Don't booze up before the game.
Germany is pleading with the Brits to teetotal tonight.
Again. So we have that really warm, hot game at Arrowhead.
It makes you want to drink more beer when it's hot.
You know, it's going to be really warm for that opener September 5th. And... hey, Chiefs fans, you thought about, like, you know, backing out a little bit in the parking lot? Right? That's a reaction.
Oh, get ready.
That's a reaction.
Oh, now I'm going harder.
That is, yeah, I just don't think.
We've got water stations.
I think you just say, you don't say back, you say stay hydrated. You do the positive one.
Yes.
Like, let's get you some extra water. Don't forget to hydrate. Don't, hey, you think about, like, you know, knocking one or less two Coors Lights out of your system would be good. You tell me what to do.
Also, this heat wave's like 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
that over there. Talking about? Yeah, over there. Yeah.
As if they're going to melt.
It's like it's what, 30 degrees Celsius. It's mid-80s, right?
Yeah.
Mid-80s.
Mid-80s.
Mid-80s. A would-you-rather type scenario we're going to get to involving messing with time and history that we want to get your thoughts on as well. We'll do that next. A last stand already? Is there a line in the sand involving the Royals? We'll get to that next. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Yesterday afternoon, just excruciating. Another excruciating Royals game. Again, you have to tell yourself sometimes, like, don't live and die, don't live and die, don't live and die. Sometimes it's really hard. I'm like, it felt like another one of those yesterday. Like, just you got it. You can't lose a series to Miami. Come on. You can't.
And I was thinking of Vern.
And yesterday, thinking of Vern punching people in the face. Yeah. The angst that was the day before's postgame show. But, man, even the wins are difficult at this point in time. This team's really scuffling to score runs. Finally able to put up a crooked number in an inning. The big boys got the big inning started. Hopefully that's how you get jump started. On the positive side, Singer was terrific. But yesterday felt kind of like that series in Oakland, where you're like, oh my gosh, the week before where you're like, this just get the last one. Oh my gosh, just whatever you got to do, just get the last one. And so they did take the series. Okay, so that's what you want. That's what you need. Yes, it's great to call for sweeps, whatever. But they did get the series. That's what it's about. Winning. You got to win the series, right? So now a showdown with the Guardians, who finally got cooled off last night. I think they were on like a seven or eight game win streak. They did lose last night. But the Royals enter now a showdown with the Guardians. Four games. Royals are 9 back at the moment. And again, Bank, it's hard to call for a sweep, but man, they gotta win this series to really make you think they would have a chance at making a run at the division. Guardians trying to put the stiff arm on everybody.
100%, but the good news is you're 6 games over. I mean, that's the thing. They're not hovering right at 500, and they could be sinking underneath 500 if you lose 4 to Cleveland here, if they come in and sweep you. The good news is, and you don't call for sweeps. I mean, you don't tune to it, but man, would a sweep be nice. Because you're talking being 5 games back or 13 games back if you're swept the other direction. This is big, or if you split it, you're staying exactly where you're at. So, man, this is a chance. Because you still got Tampa and Boston on the horizon. These teams fighting for a wild card on the horizon with the schedule. You don't take anybody lightly, like Q says. Like, you can't take teams lightly. Like, look at Oakland. Look what happened there. The Royals were on the stretch playing all these first place teams, and then they go out to Oakland and don't look so good against a terrible baseball team. But that's baseball, and that's the nature of these guys get paid to. You know, they make that check to be professional athletes. But man, is this series? And you know, if you talk about a series in May, and you may. Too much hyperbole where you're looking, oh, this is a must-win series or not. It's not must-win, but it determines which direction you're going to go for the trade deadline coming up on July 30th. Because all of a sudden, you win 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. You're starting to feel pretty good about yourself. At that point, you're probably going to jump. Man, Minnesota's 1 game up on you, but maybe jump them. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there back in second place again, get yourself in the wild card race again for the Royals. But man, it would feel good to beat Cleveland 3 out of 4. We made a big deal out of the Cleveland series when they played in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Like here's the barometer. Where are we?
This is right here in your backyard. You don't call for sweeps, but man, that would be nice. I mean, they lost one. Give them a 5-game losing streak leaving Kansas City.
That'd after be awesome.
Losing that one, coming to Kansas City. Split, eh. It's like kissing your sister, but you find a way to win 3 out of 4.
Her number, you're going places. Her number on your phone?
Huh? No.
Is her number on your phone?
I don't have a sister, but she'd be in the phone if I had a sister.
Waka, Marsh, Reagans, Lugo, the 4 that are pitching. I mean, just looking at it straight from a pitching matchup, like I'm cool. I'm cool with the head to heads in this series against Cleveland. But yeah, I don't want to draw a line in the sand and say, boy, you don't get something done here, you can kiss the division goodbye. But there's some of that kind of feels that way, like. I would love them to stay in earshot of the division as long as possible, and then we can discuss where they're at in the wild card, kind of one of those type of deals. But this one just suddenly feels big, and I think part of it is because they've been teetering lately. They're like, okay, can you feel a lot better about yourself and by knocking Cleveland down a peg?
And we saw a team yourself go some momentum in 14 or something. They found a way to go on a run. Baseball's so streaky. The ups and downs, guys getting hot for a while, get guys back from injury. But having a 6-game cushion at this point, being 6 games over for the Royals, it's monumental. And you got Cleveland. There's nothing better the Royals could have than have Cleveland for 4 right here in Kansas City.
Need it. Need it.
The team sit at the top of your division. There's no reason. Go out and beat them at least 3 out of 4. You'd love to see 4 because that'd be awesome. I mean, that would put this team in the stratosphere. You sweep Cleveland in 4, whoa, you're talking big news.
Yeah, I mean.
And hopefully tomorrow morning we're not talking about a, you know, 10-5 loss tonight. But, you know, get the momentum rolling for this team.
Yeah, I mean, if you hammer this series, imagine what the tenor of Sunday's Vern post game versus, you know.
Or just the text line tomorrow.
The one of Tuesday.
Can you predict the text line tomorrow? A loss, and the sky's falling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A win, he just beat the top team in the division.
Yeah, it feels like just tonight's important.
A swing series.
Before you get to the series, tonight's important. Tonight sets the tone.
Get the first one out. Cleveland traveled last night. You know, get that first game of the series.
Big one tonight.
Monumental. Right. It's not 100 degrees. It's perfect.
Waka and Lively tonight, the pitching matchup. 7:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. And Vern gets you started tonight at 6 o'clock. Yeah, it feels big. Feels big. You say they're all big. I feel like this one feels...
As a sports fan, this is what you want, man. You get Cleveland right here in Kansas City. It's a big series for the Kansas City Royals. Can't understate it enough. It's a big one for Kansas City.
So this took place over at the Euro Championships. I don't think these ever work. And probably just egg them on to do more of it. Germans invading or hosting the Euro event were urging English fans to go booze free because temperatures were getting to a level of making it very, very warm and uncomfortable. And they were trying to tell English fans, you know what you guys should do? Pace yourselves. It's going to be hot. You're going to become dehydrated. And you probably should back down on the booze ahead of the game. Tell me what's not going to work before you ever launch it out of the chute.
Who do they think they are?
Okay, this is similar to maybe teams asking one of those questions on social media where they know the terrible answer they're going to get. But I would think this would fuel the opposite, wouldn't it? Like, wouldn't that just cause people to drink? You guys should.
There's
guys
a record sale of beer should, coming up.
You guys should stop.
You gotta stay hydrated. Drinking. You gotta stay hydrated.
You guys should think about like. Cutting back and not drinking beer. How well is that going to go?
It's not going to go well at all. Because you got to stay hydrated in these type of situations. But yes, this is... we'll stick the middle finger up to them. Which just order away.
English fans want to be told anything of what to do? Probably not.
I like the headline of this article. Say nine to the Stein.
That's good.
Which is great on a T-shirt.
That's great. Say nine.
It's
is
nine great on a T-shirt. Nine.
In practicality, I will say you're fighting an uphill battle here. Don't booze up before the game.
Germany is pleading with the Brits to teetotal tonight.
Again, so we have that really warm, hot game at Arrowhead.
It makes you want to drink more beer when it's hot.
You know, it's going to be really warm for that opener September 5th, and. Hey, Chiefs fans, you thought about, like, you know, backing out a little bit in the parking lot? Right? That's a reaction.
Oh, get ready.
Yeah, that's a reaction.
Oh, now I'm going harder.
That is, yeah, I just don't think.
We've got water stations.
I think you just say, you don't say back, or you say stay hydrated. You do the positive one.
Yes.
Like, let's get you some extra water. Don't forget to hydrate. Don't, hey, you think about, like, you know, knocking one or less two Coors Lights out of your system would be good. You tell me what to do.
Also, this heat wave's like 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, over there.
Talking about? Yeah, over there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as if they're going to melt.
It's like it's what, 30 degrees Celsius. It's mid-80s, right?
Yeah,
mid-80s.
Mid-80s.
Yeah, yeah. Mid-80s. A would-you-rather type scenario we're going to get to involving messing with time and history that we want to get your thoughts on as well. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.